Good evening. In entering a meditation, it is wisdom to find a comfortable position for us. It has been found that a position where we sit erect with feet on the floor and hands or arms in the lap or on the table enables us to keep the body out of our thought. And then we're ready for the meditation. And either turn within and ask for the subject of your meditation, or if one does not readily come through, you may take a subject of your own choosing. And in our lesson last night, it was given to us that we have dominion over our lives, and that there is a way of preventing most, in fact nearly all, of the world's discords from acting upon us. And this, in this meditation, you will see the principle that enables us to come to that state of consciousness. Let us admit, first of all, that I have a body. Now, this is you, of course. You are saying, I have a body, and I'm saying, I have a body. I have a body, and this body is mine. I have control over this body, so that my hands can't steal, my feet can't run away, I can't punch, throw my weight around, because I control the body does not control itself. The body is responsive to my will. Now, I have a mind, and I do not permit my mind to think thoughts that come to it from the external world. I wish to use my mind to think my own thoughts. I wish to have as much control over my mind as I have over my body. I cannot waste energy letting my mind wander into idle subjects, for the mind is an instrument, and it must be kept in as good a condition as the body. Now, I do not turn my body over to someone else. Neither do I turn my mind over to anyone else. I don't turn my body over to the world at large, and I don't turn my mind over to the world at large. God gave me this mind, and God gave me this body. And I have dominion, God-given dominion, over mind and body, so that nothing can in any wise enter my mind to violate my integrity, to cause distress, or sin, or disease, or lack, or limitation. I am always at the back of me, thinking my thoughts through my mind, and governing my body through my mind. I do not deliver my mind to another to work on. And I have learned that there is a silent, universal mind action, mesmerism, hypnotism, or malpractice, which uses the mind of an individual to inform the individual that there is infection or contagion or unemployment or a depression or bad weather. But now I take this mind and realize that it is my mind, a God-given mind for my use and not the world's. Therefore, I am not subject to the world's beliefs or the world's thoughts. I am not subject to the world's ambitions or lusts or malpractices. I am not subject to the world's ignorance or fears. For I and the Father are one, and all that the Father hath is mine, and I receive my guidance, my direction, my life, my law, from God. And the will of God is done in me, in my mind and in my body. The law of God operates in me, in my mind and in my body. And I am subject only to the laws of God in mind and body. From within, which is the kingdom of God, from the kingdom of God within me, I receive divine impartations through my mind, governing my body and my home and my business. My home, my business, my art, my profession, these are all encompassed within me. And they are not subject to world beliefs. They are not subject to world malpractice. They are not subject to man whose breath is in his nostril, for they are embodied within me, and I have God-given jurisdiction over mind and body, over home and family, over business, art, profession, whatever my interests may be. I am not acted upon by outside influences, but the kingdom of God flows out from within me and acts as a law of good unto my mind and body and business, unto my home and health, unto my business and art or whatnot. All jurisdiction comes from God, flows through me unto my world, my affairs. God is the governing agent, leading, directing, guiding, feeding, sustaining, maintaining, and all of this from within me. Therefore, I do not lend my mind or body to any outside malpractice, to any outside beliefs of a universal or personal nature. I and my Father are one is the basis of this meditation, and all that the Father hath is mine. The place whereon I stand is holy ground. Thou seest me, thou seest the Father that sent me, for I and the Father are one.